This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 260, The Night Before IELTS, 5 Must-Dos.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, get our 5-step checklist for exactly what you should do the night before your exam to get a 7 or higher. What's shaking, Jessica? What's going on?
How you doing?
Hey. How you doing?
Fantastic. I'm just looking at all the notes in front of my desk. Everything's like hanging up on the wall. And the biggest thing is to prepare for my camping trip on Wednesday.
Oh, sweet. You're going camping. That sounds cool.
Yes. I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun. So I found a pet-friendly yurt. Do you know what a yurt is?
Yeah, I know what a yurt is. Yep. I've done that on the West Coast before. I only see that on the West Coast, those things.
I was going to ask if they're in campgrounds on the East Coast, but just around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. So for our listeners who might not know what a yurt is, I feel like it's like an Eskimo tradition or something. I really have no idea where it comes from, but just the word yurt sounds
very Eskimo.
It does. Yeah. So a yurt is like it's a circular structure. It's a round structure. And with like a little domed roof, and inside it's just a wooden floor, and there are bunk beds and lights and electricity and stuff, but that's it. Just like a table and some beds. Wow. And they're awesome. So they cost a little bit more, obviously, than just getting like a tent site or something, but this is my first camping trip that's just James and the dog and me. So I wanted to try and make it as easy as possible without having to deal with like tents and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to be so fun.
Cool.
And it's like right on the beach.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Great. I'm jealous.
It's going to be so fun. It's just one night. It's just kind of a test run.
Yeah.
And then we could have longer camping trips this summer.
Awesome. Yeah. I had a really good experience staying in a yurt. I remember it was very clean, and it is easier than having to put up a tent. And what if it rains and you have to worry about that stuff? So it's
exactly.
Good. It's
good choice. Still rainy season. So I think I made a good decision there. Where did you stay in a yurt?
It was on the West Coast. I think it was either in Oregon or Washington State. I remember I went camping. Okay. I think it was on the coast. I just don't remember if it was Washington or Oregon with some friends. And we rented the yurt for like a few days, and we did that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun. Okay, so that's super exciting. Anyway, today, guys, we thought that we'd give you a checklist that you could use. So please take notes today, because this is something that is really going to help you the night before the test, just to get you in the right state of mind, help you to be calm, and help you to be really like your best self walking in Saturday morning.
Yeah, I really like this because, you know, we talk about professional athletes on this show, performers, they all do these things. These are kind of rituals, this idea of just getting yourself prepared. We're assuming here that you've already done your study plan, your 30 or 60 day study plan. All of that is taken care of. Now you need to get your body and mind in the right state, you know, and your belongings to go in and perform on the test. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So having something like this, having a plan, is really gonna it's gonna take away those other anxieties, right? Because if you don't have a plan, if you don't have like a list, like something real to help organize your, ideas and organize your time, then you could just kind of be flailing and just, I don't know, just worried about, just have like vague worries, just not even any specific things things you're worried about, but just that feeling of being like unorganized and unready, right?
Yeah. In that case, you cannot perform. Like, I have an ongoing nightmare that I have sometimes that I wake up and I'm supposed to be on a flight and I forget to pack. I've forgotten the night before to pack. It's like a early flight and I have to get up and I have to like jump into the taxi without any of my stuff. It's like a recurring nightmare. It's something about not being prepared, like some kind of, you know, like hang up that I have about being in a situation and being unprepared. But to think about even though this is just a dream for me, but to think about going into some kind of an exam where I need to have my head together, it would never work. I would never be ready because I wouldn't have my stuff. It's a way of getting the mind and the body prepared to perform.
Yeah, exactly. And like Lindsay said, this is like, these are things that perhaps sound, maybe they sound a bit odd or maybe like common sense or like you're not sure why it's part of your like a test prep plan. But you guys, I mean, this is stuff that professional athletes do. These are things that very successful people do when they're entering into a serious competition or they have a big day, a big meeting, a big presentation, right? Like these are things that successful people do. All right. So let's get into the list. First off, and this might be kind of weird, but this is the first thing I thought of because I, you know, food is very important to me. But it is important, guys, to have a satisfying dinner. And I don't think like a healthy dinner is not important at this point. It's one meal. And what my idea here is that to really sort of treat yourself, you know what I mean? Really just put yourself in a good state of mind. So yeah. For me, if I was going to have like the best dinner that makes me feel good, right? So I just encourage myself to have those positive feelings, right? Yep. As much as I can. Then it would be mashed potatoes, a steak, and then for dessert, an ice cream sundae. Like, wow, I would just awesome. Go for it.
Yeah. Just treat yourself. I mean, this is a way of kind of, this is like self-care, right?
And yeah.
It could also be considered kind of a reward. Like you could say, okay, at the end of my study plan, I'm going to put this really satisfying dinner the night before. And this is my reward to myself for my preparation, you know, so that you can go in knowing you've prepared. And that's what deserves to be praised. Not so much the score. It's so much better to praise your preparation. I know the score is important, obviously, but if we can praise the process, like we can say we've done the very best we can for now.
Yeah, that's why even in our study plan, like there are points in there when, sometimes during the video lectures when I'm like, okay, like you guys have worked really hard. I know this was a long lecture today. And the worksheet you're going to do now is going to take you an hour. It's tough. So what I want you guys to do after you complete this module is go out for a walk and buy yourself some ice cream. It's always about ice cream for me. But I mean, even in our course, you know, there are points where I'm like, you guys have worked hard. You need to reward yourself because that sort of checking back in with yourself to be like, I'm doing a great job, you know, like that's really important to keep motivated to continue doing a good job.
Yeah. I mean, I think we know now, like research is coming out that we can't just perform with the mind. It's the mind, body, soul, heart, everything's together. The holistic style of learning and performing. It's not just the cerebral, you know, because our mind won't be there for us if we haven't taken care of our body.
It's true. Yeah, exactly. So the night before, don't think about dieting. Don't think about counting calories. Like just, you know, the idea here is to control as much as you can and take out any needless worries, right? Yeah. Because I know you guys are going to be nervous anyway. So let's just, if you don't have to worry about something, don't worry about it. Like it's a big day, you know, just treat yourself. Okay. So that's number one.
Okay. What happens when you join the Three Keys IELTS Success System? You join us in our Facebook group and you introduce yourself and tell us your target score. There are more than 200 students in that group and we actively support each other as a community. Plus, you can ask Jessica any question you want about the IELTS exam anytime. You're not alone in this course. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Number
Check
two,
this one.
Try and sleep early if you can. And if it's the case where you can't force yourself to go to sleep because you're not tired. I mean, that's like, that's a, that's terrible as well. Cause then you're just laying there with your eyes open. Like, I need to sleep. What if I don't sleep? I'm going to do bad on the test. Ah. So, I mean, don't like force yourself into some like crazy 6 p.m. bedtime or whatever, but just a reasonable time, because you're going to have to wake up early. The test starts early. You have to get to the test center and check in and all that stuff. So, you know, I think like 9 p.m., 10 p.m. around there is probably healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find that taking a shower before bed helps me to transition into a new mindset.
Totally.
I mean, that's just my perspective, but sometimes that can really help, because if you go right from your desk and working hard, preparing, reviewing straight to your bed, it's like your mind has no transition space.
That's true. And on that point, Ozzy's growling at a neighbor walking by. And on that point, you also don't want to like study on your bed. You know what I mean? Like, make that bed space just for sleeping, or else your books are going to be right there and you're still going to have this association of like concentrating and being and having like an awake, alive mind. So like, make sure you leave that in another room. Right.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. No, that's a really good suggestion. Don't do that.
So, So number one, have a good meal, you guys. Reward your hard work. Number two, go to bed at a reasonable time. Number three, before you go to bed, perhaps this is out of order, but before you go to bed, because I know a lot of times I tell students, like, don't even study the day before, you know, just get away from it. But I know, like, for me, I wouldn't be able to take that advice, to be honest with you. Like, I would, in order to calm my nerves, I would need to just look at a couple pages of notes. Right?
Yeah.
Just to remind myself, like, I got this, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe if you have a list of like adjectives and adverbs from the course that you know will raise your score. Mm-hmm. And if you put them in the speaking exam, go ahead, take a look at that. You know, review that one vocabulary list. Take a last look at the essay outline, just to make sure you have those transition phrases memorized for those parts of your essay. Like, that's, you know, that's fine. If that's going to help you feel less nervous, then definitely do it.
Mm-hmm. I think I was going to say, I think that's one of the things, I think it was Katarina, one of our success stories that was interviewed on the show by you, Jessica. She had said that that was one of the things she did the night before. You know, she sat down and she looked over those templates again and a few times that night. You know, the days before, the templates, the structures.
Because they're very, I mean, simple templates. And this is why the students in our course love them. This is why they are able to get such high scores on writing, because they're easy to understand. You understand it right away. Mm-hmm. All the high level transition phrases you need for a high score in the cohesion coherence category, everything is there that you need, right? And it's just a very simple one-page thing to look at and memorize. So yeah, it's easy to remember and it's comforting, and you only need to write one essay. You only need the one outline.
Awesome. Love it. Okay.
All right.
So go through notes a little bit, right? Not too much, because again, we're assuming we've already done the work, right? We want to make sure this isn't mistaken here. We've
already
gone through the study plan. This is just a brief review.
Yeah, you've already done all the lectures, done all the practice worksheets, been through the anti-anxiety module, which is another thing you might want to review the day before the test.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, exactly. This is just one little last push, maybe for like 20 minutes to be like, I got this. This is not a problem for me. I have worked so hard and I'm ready. Okay. So number four, perhaps after you assure yourself that you're ready, right? You kind of take that last minute anxiety out of your head. Try and distract yourself a little bit, you know, so you're not worried and you're not just thinking about IELTS and freaking yourself out. For me, it's watching a movie, you know.
Yeah.
I can get so into movies that I lose myself in this story. And I just completely do not think about anything else for 2 hours, especially if you're in a movie theater with the surround sound and the popcorn. Or I go play soccer, because you're so focused on the physical output that it's impossible to think about anything else. So whatever you do to distract yourself and get your mind in the present, right? Just try and do something like that.
Yeah, it'll feel like you've taken a little mini vacation. It's really important for us. We don't realize that, especially with technology being all on these days, all hours. I mean, we never, unless we consciously make that choice to put our phones down, go do something that's kind of immersing. We don't get any space in our head away from our work. So guys, it's really important, especially with a big test like this, to do this the night before.
Yeah, especially for us. I mean, everything Lindsay and I do is online. Our whole careers, everything we do is online. And not only that, but a lot of it is from our homes too. Yep. So really there is no getting away from work for us. And so those are like the only two times where I'm forced to turn off my phone or not physically have it on me. Yep. Those are the only two times where I can actually like fully relax and not work. Yeah.
Yep. That's a whole nother topic. I like that topic. It's very interesting. Like, what's going to happen in the future?
Right.
We're all going to go crazy.
We're going to have a whole episode about that. Okay. So those are the first four things on our checklist. The last thing, guys, just make sure to sort of pack your bag the night before, right? So you're not running around like a crazy person the morning of.
Yes.
Firstly, have a plan for what you're going to do on test day. Look at a Google map of the area where the test center is. Check out where you're going to have lunch. And also you need to have a plan for the time between the morning test and your speaking test. Because sometimes the test ends at noon and your speaking test isn't scheduled till 6 p.m. Like, what are you going to do if you have to kill 6 hours? So have a plan in place for that. You guys, find a park, find a cafe, even a movie theater. If it's 6 hours, why not? Mm. So have that plan prepared in your bag. Have the map of the test center perhaps already pulled up on your phone, right? Just be prepared.
Yeah.
And also remember, you can bring a bottle of water with no label on it. So also have that. And of course, your passport.
Yeah. And just to mention, for the people in our course, the students in our course, we do have this bonus called the 7+ Speaking Test Day Success Plan. And if you ask for it, we'll send it to you in the Facebook group, or you can drop me an email. If you're in our course, I'll send it to you in a zip file. You can get that. So you will have something to do, some specific activities and exercises where you can actually pull up certain podcasts and certain parts of the course and actually dig into some of those activities to prepare your mind for the speaking test. Now, that wouldn't take up a full 6 hours. Might take up, what, an hour, Jessica? Half an hour? Something like that?
Well, the plan is, it's really cool. I'm really proud of this thing. The plan actually has very specific activities. It's the same motivation as how I created the study plan. These are all things that are motivating that will help you on your speaking exam. And there's specific reasons behind each activity there. So it's a plan for whatever, however long you have. There's an hour plan, a 2 hour plan, a 3 hour plan.
So cool.
Yeah, it's all there, you guys. So you don't have to make your own plan or think about, you know, oh my God, I have 6 hours. I better study for 5 hours so I'm prepared, you know, cause that's a bad idea. Yeah. So yeah, this plan has it all, no matter how much time you have to kill.
Awesome. So guys, if you do want to get that plan, you need to be in our course. And to get into the course, it's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And again, if you are in the course and you're listening to this episode, you can request for us to send it to you. Just send me an email at lindsay@allearsenglish.com or tag me on the Facebook group and I will send it to you as soon as possible.
Cool. Yeah, it's very helpful. So yeah, guys, listen to this a couple times. I hope you were taking notes because this checklist will definitely help you be prepared and confident.
So cool. I love it. And I love checklists. I like lists and checklists and all that good stuff. That's something we have in common.
As soon as you like mentioned that this could be, you know, something we talk about, I was like, checklist. Yes, let's do that.
So good. So we want you guys to be as prepared as possible, especially if you've been a smart preparer, like you've gone into a course, you've done your 30 or 60 day study plan. Now, just the last piece is preparing the mind and body for test day. So do it, guys. Don't skip that last part. That's very important.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. But like Lindsay said, the only way this is going to work The only way this checklist is going to help you is if you've already prepared for an exam. So I should have said that first. Maybe let's make it a six-step thing. The first thing is to prepare well before. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You can't just spend 2 months finding free materials and just jumping around, learning disconnected strategies, and then go and implement this checklist and think it's going to help. It's not.
Yeah. Right. No. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no. Okay. That's all cool, right. though. I like this. All right, cool. Jessica. See you back here next time.
All right. Awesome. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.